You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go. And of course, Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Russia's UN warning Moscow is getting serious about the spy poison plot.
Morning, Bongani. Yes, I think we could do with you at the United Nations, taking no prisoners, but we've got this propaganda war going on at the moment, and Russia has hit back, essentially, over the Salisbury spy poisoning. They convened this special meeting of the UN Security Council and then basically accused the UK of inventing a fake story over the spy poisoning. Britain, of course, has insisted that it's Russia who's behind it. Moscow has denied responsibility. And now the UN ambassador from Moscow, Vasily Nebenzia, said that essentially the UK is playing with fire. Does that sound like a veiled threat? I wonder. Whilst the war of words goes on, I suppose at least they are words and rather than actions. We've also found out there are three other victims of the nerve agent, albeit relatively low-key, but that police found two dead guinea pigs and a very poorly cat inside the Skripal's home. And we hadn't heard that before.
And tell us about Korea's killer robots.
Yeah, there's been some controversy before, in fact, even 10 years ago, about the fact that in the demilitarized zone, the area between South Korea and North Korea, there are now these Samsung SGR-1s, effectively kind of like Terminators. And the question is, are they under human control or are they autonomous killing machines? And South Korea has slightly thrown a veil over that. Most people seem to think ultimately there are humans in the loop. Now we learn that South Korea, through a weapons manufacturer, Hanwha Systems, is seeking to manufacture completely autonomous lethal weapons, effectively Terminators. AI researchers, artificial intelligence researchers from 30 countries have now signed a letter saying, hang on a moment, you can't just go ahead and do this. There are all sorts of problems about the morality, the legality, culture of war, etc., etc. And there's an enormous UN conference in Geneva next week. 130 countries will be represented, basically, at the whole issue of autonomous robot, killer robots on the battlefield or even off the battlefield, patrolling our streets, who knows? And again, they want to look at the ethics and the practicalities of it, but it looks like South Korea is going it alone at the moment, and there's some very seriously concerned people as a result.
I can imagine. Adam, I wonder what the Korean version of Hasta la Vista, baby, might be. Thank you, Adam, on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Nosipo Zondo, who tweeted, what is a siesta and what benefits do afternoon naps give to individuals, and particularly in, for productivity in companies across the world? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Dr. Kevin Rossman, a specialist neurologist at Morningside Sleep Center.
Is that after lunch we get a natural sleepy time of day, and in that area, particularly when it's so hot, people will sleep for an hour or hour and a half. But what then happens is that they need to reduce their overnight sleep by roughly the same amount. So the total amount during the day ends up the same. In a country such as ours or America or the UK or Europe, where the society works differently, we work on 8 or 9 hour days, it's not going to work. For this to work, one would have to work as they do, which means much later at night, and then with a break in the middle of the day. And they have found that that causes a major problem with their productivity.
Well, congratulations, Nosipo Zondo, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.